By Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It is 7:06 on July 2nd, Wednesday.
Where's that
hump day?
Hump day.
At some point today, we will play that.
We shot the camel.
It's
hump day. It's hump day.
No, it goes like this. Hey, Linda, know what day it is? What day is it? Come on, tell me what day it is. We'll find it. 605-4567 is our phone number. You know, you should not be this cheery and chipper this early in the morning. Bob and I at least tried it. We kind of go boom, boom, and then we get going. You come in. Come in like a high-powered Maserati goes past me.
Roadrunner.
Yeah, okay, KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, please, and join us, or just, of course, continue to listen. And we're going to give away some baseball tickets today.
Oh, cool.
For the Colt 45s. Now, you can use them on 4th of July, of course, and go down and watch the game, and then walk out onto the field and, you know, kind of throw your, blankie out there or just sit in the stands and watch the fireworks right there. Right, free tickets. Hey, we're going to give a bunch of them away today and tomorrow.
Excellent.
For the game Friday. All right. So, good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Okay. Hey, buddy. All right. Let's go on. Let's start with our Wells Fargo advisor. In fact, we have a new Wells Fargo advisor today.
Cameron Middleton.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cameron. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Well, wanted to start off and let everybody know markets are up this morning following an encouraging update on the labor markets. The Dow is up $7.34 points to 16,963. The NASDAQ is up 2 points to 4,460. The S&P 500 is up 59 cents to 1973. Oil is actually down this morning at 66 cents a barrel to 104.69. Gold is up about $1.50 per ounce to 13.28, while silver is up 7 cents to 21.19. The 10-year Treasury this morning is holding steady at 2.60, and some local stocks of interest are Tri-Counties Bank, which is down 6 cents to 23.45. We have Bank of Commerce Holdings up 6 cents to 6.31, and North Valley Bank up a nickel to 22.04. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Cameron, and welcome aboard there.
Wow, he did that.
Yeah, good job there, Cameron.
Yeah, kudos.
You guys have trained me well.
Thanks, Cameron. Hey, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here in the morning. And you know what? With all the stuff that's going on, the volatility in the markets, you need somebody that's going to be following the markets all the time. This is their job, and they're good at it, the Wells Fargo advisors. Give Cameron a call, or Susan, or Chris, or Josh, or Kathy, anybody down there, Steve, because they all know what they're doing. Give them a call, 243-7561, 243-7561, and then head on down to their offices on Park Marina Drive.
It's a lovely morning this morning. 66 is where we're at. Well, actually, that's what Bob Belongi and I go through this every morning, because the weather at the airport is 66, but there's varying degrees here in the North State, so some may say 68, 71, but according to the airport, it's 66. Now, here is our detailed forecast. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 101. Light and variable wind becoming south to 6 to 11 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 72. We'll have about 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming light and variable in the evening. Now, Thursday is going to be sunny and hot as well with 101. Now, if we go into Independence Day, that's going to be hot, of course, and sunny with temperatures around 100, mostly clear around 70. So, usually the fireworks happen around 9:45, around 10, when it's super, when it gets super dark out at the Civic. That's when we'll have a great firework display. Bob, you have something to add in there?
I was just going to say, surveying the weather stations in the area, and there are several on Weather Underground. I would declare the temperature to be precisely 70-ish.
70-ish. Okay. We can go with 70-ish.
Okay.
You know what? You know, the thing about it, you know, when you get weather like this is, you know, it's how well you sleep. And so when you go into, you know, with our sleep number, my sleep number setting's gone up to 40, is you really, really enjoy sleeping at night.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in bed, so might as well be good.
Might as well be quality time there. And you can adjust the settings. You know, I have my settings on my side, and Linda, of course, with dual air technology, has it on hers.
Mine stayed at 45, but I'll tell you, after we've had these incredible warm nights in Reading, and we've had these incredible events that we attend every single night, has just been crazy. It's nice to come home and get sleep. You wonder why I'm chipper this morning. Because I got a good night's sleep.
And we're getting ready to introduce Sleep IQ technology into our bed. I know it sounds a little scary. But what this is, it's the sensors that they put in inside the pump.
It's
not a third person. And, you know, but what it does is it measures how you sleep, and then it gives you feedback on numbers and what you can do to sleep better. You can't beat this. It's the only place you can get this is through Sleep Number. And how do you find out about this? Head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and talk to Janice and Brian, and ask them, tell me about Sleep Number. Tell me about a mattress that is rated number one in Consumer Reports. Tell me about a mattress that is made in America and guaranteed. Tell me about a mattress that we have different aspects to it where you can sleep cool or warm. And ask me about the IQ, the Sleep IQ technology. How much is a good night's sleep worth? You spend a lot of time in bed. Why not sleep well? Sleep Number.
Now, this is besides the talking about Sleep Number. No. And what we have to, I'm looking forward to having another sleep expert on. But what do you do? I'm curious to know what you do. Like, for instance, you, stomach sleeper. People say, don't be a stomach sleeper. It's not really good for your organs. What do you do when you're at an age in your life? How do you change? How do you make a change? Are you willing to make a change if you thought that you could sleep better? I don't know. I'm curious. If you thought, gee, let me try. Do you think you could retrain yourself to sleep on your side?
I think you probably can train yourself to do anything, but the question is why? If it's working for you and it's worked for you for a long time. You know, they're saying, oh, if you sleep on your stomach, it's, you know, your back and all these things. But if you have a you know, really flat pillow and that you sleep like you were when you were in the field for a long time, you know, I just, there's something about sleeping on, I mean, I can't sleep on my back. And, I mean, I guess I could when I'm exhausted or something. But anyway, enough of that. Enough about sleeping.
Well, it's
sleeping
interesting.
Is enough.
Now, do you want to hear about the top stories that are going on today, or do you want to, where are we going? So I'm going to follow your lead about where we're going.
I'm going to talk about one, and then we're going to take a break. Then we can come back to these big stories, because we have some huge stories here. And, but local stories, too, I think are really big. And one of them is the mail processing center right here in Reading is going to close. Probably this year or next year. 50 or 60 jobs, we lose that. But that's not the – I mean, that's bad enough. You know, they went through this thing over, you know, last year, a couple of years ago, and they got everybody, you know, at the high hover. And then they postponed it. Well, now it's going to happen. Oh, but they'll say it's going to be transparent to the city of Reading. Well, no, it's not. No, it's not, because later in the story they also say this, is that mail that used to be, you know, handled overnight in this city or maybe one day at the most – is now two to three days that you mail a letter in town. I mail it to Bob. Yeah, okay, now I realize Bob's way out there where they blow things up, but it's still where he could get it the next day. Now it's going to take 2 to 3 days because they take it 161 miles down to Sacramento. They sort it and bring it back 161 miles. So there is going to be a change in it, plus the fact we're losing the jobs. So,
would you sort it in Sacramento and bring it back? What happens with the gas?
Well,
the price of gas.
They don't care because they're feds.
Is that stupid?
Well, no. It's stupid in the sense of, you know, you could do it here, but it's not stupid in the sense that the United States Postal Office is losing billions every year. So they're trying to consolidate things. So they're trying to consolidate some of the the mail processing and some of the activities from like 50 outlying ones into like three or four. And, you know, frankly, that does make sense. I can understand that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the mail takes another day or two. But the other things they're going to be doing, I think you're going to be seeing, is no more Saturday deliveries. Now, I didn't say that, but I think it's going to happen.
Well, that's okay. That's okay with
no
me.
No Saturday deliveries.
But when you think about the fact of the jobs that are being lost, it's ridiculous to me to think that you're going to put your mail on a bus or on a truck to Sacramento. Do you realize that two lanes? So what happens when there's an accident or road construction? It's ridiculous. You're feeding into higher prices, of course, because of gas. Obstruction that happens along the way. It's ridiculous.
Diesel in this case, but your point is taken. I think the logic, such as it is that it's cheaper to put a tank of diesel on the road than to pay the dozen
people.
or so people.
It takes
a lot of money.
It is, and when you take it on. And so I understand what you're saying. But the other thing, too, is if you think you're going to send out an invitation for something that's going to happen in 3 or 4 days and people have it in their hands the next day, no. So mail early, mail quick. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot. When we come back, we want to talk about there's a new – there's a trial starting. And again, the question is why is this trial starting here in town? The other thing is crime, police, cameras, Obama, immigration, the whole thing. We've got it all today. We'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today, I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM, 800-800-ALARM.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Redding. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I was feeling a little 80s right now.
Laura Branigan. I have the sheet music in my... I used to do this.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. You know what? It's July the 2nd. It's going to be 100 and something today. You know, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. You get discounts for veterans and seniors here. There's so much going on. And Orchard Nutrition. If you don't go to Orchard Nutrition, then you are missing out on a chance for a healthier lifestyle. Lower your blood pressure, lower your weight. All of this can be done by going into Orchard Nutrition and just talking to the people there, using the facilities there, eating their food, talking to their nutritionist. Head on down to Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give your, there's one thing to do is to have financial freedom, but there's also to have health freedom. Health from those things that can slow you down, tear you down. And you can get that at Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay, Dolores Lucero trial started. They dropped another charge. Our district attorney, this is like the third charge they've had against her, they've dropped. This one was for making a false police report. But they do have her for preparing false documents. My question is this. They keep dropping charges. Yes, I realize that Dolores Lucero is disliked by a lot of people for a variety of reasons. The question is, again, why is this woman not being treated someplace? And why are we spending thousands and thousands of dollars on this trial? What if they find her guilty? Are they going to put her in jail? Come on now. You're going to put this woman in jail for, quote, preparing false documents that she got from her lawyer. I mean, this thing is, are you really going to put her in jail? In the county jail? Do you really think this woman is a danger to our society as opposed to these jerks that are walking around robbing people with guns, hitting them with axes, going into your houses and stealing everything, stealing stuff from your car, and the people are out there. Is she going to take up jail space here? Come on. You want her in jail instead of the jerk that goes in and steals things from you? So why are we putting ourselves through this thing with her? If you go send her to and she's seen by somebody, and they come back, okay, yeah, she knows, she's not going to change, then you know that, then go on with it. That's just my opinion, of course.
Well, I think, Carl, what we're hearing, and, we're out in different circles of people. You know, we went down to the music fest. Last night we were at the cast rap party for Dancing with the Stars. You know, there's a bunch of leaders in the community. And then we just do things where we talk to veterans. I go up to the doggy park, and you have all cross cultural aspects of what's going on in Reading at the doggy park. And people are really upset.
Really upset.
Very, very, very upset. And I'm talking about 90% of the people that we talk to, just in general conversation, are really upset and afraid of where the city's going. I have to just say it out loud. Yeah, and of crime. And you open the paper today and you're hearing on a national level about our freedoms, what our veterans fought for and what our forefathers stood for are in this balance at this point of our rights in America. I mean, this morning we turned on the news, and this is not exactly what I was going to be talking about. This morning we turned on the news. There's a city in Southern California where people, like soccer moms, are out there with their saying, "Do not enter. Stay out of our borders. Leave."
A little town called Murrieta down there, and you're absolutely right. They blocked the road, and this is the other thing.
Why should kids have rights over mine that are American?
Right.
Get out of here. You are not going to take the place of my kid where I pay taxes and I'm sitting here working and following the American way, and you're going to come over in a bus and take over my rights?
The bottom line is we have a crisis on the border, and what has President Obama done? He's turned around. He's, oh, it's all the Republicans' fault. No, Mr. President, you could have stopped this. You want to do executive privilege. Well, here it is. Shut the border down.
Martial law.
Don't let them...
That's where I feel. You look at me like,
no.
I'm fine.
Oh,
no.
And I'll tell you why. You don't want to do martial law.
Bring out
law.
The National Guard.
Yes, National Guard.
And point your guns as they cross the border.
Point your guns.
Point your guns as they cross the border.
No.
At your own risk.
You're really fired up about this.
Well, I know what it was to go to China and have the guys with the red stars with their machine guns when I went over from Hong Kong into China. And what it was to be in Venezuela and what it was to be in Africa. There are guns everywhere. Well, and you knew that you did not get out of line. But here it's like, hey, come and break bread. Take our money. Take our stuff.
Well, you know what? You are fired up. Let's go to the phones. Terry,
are you listening? I want to talk. I want to hear Linda.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, you know that's great.
I tell
good
you
for
what.
You, girl.
Today she,
well, you're right. You know, and no. The thing is, I'm just getting back to the Lucero trial. I don't know Ms. Lucero that well. But what I do know is that, Carl, I just couldn't agree with you more. There seems to be so many things that are happening. You wonder, maybe, I'm not saying the charges are trumped up, but you're wondering if they're exaggerated for political reasons. You know, here's a lady that, yeah, I mean, I've heard her speak sometimes, and I'm not sure that, you know.
Not sure everybody's there at the circus there. Yeah, I know. So.
It's not, yeah, you know, it's like, may not be the clear-cut rational thinking that we're, you know, maybe used to, but by the same token, all this money, all this expense, all this stuff, all this big deal, and now they're dropping everything. And what? The maximum she's going to face is 3 years, and that's the maximum. That's proving something that
maybe
I don't even know if they can prove.
Maybe they can prove it. Yeah, maybe not. But what are they going to do with her, Terry? Are they going to put her in the county jail? Because when we do not have room, and by the way, I think people are getting tired of this, that are saying it's been 3 years, there's no room. We can't put them anywhere. I think people are starting now to take a look and go, why? And so if you take somebody like her, and I do know, I mean, I know Dolores. I mean, I don't know her well. She's been on the show several times. And I'm not supporting Dolores in the sense. I mean, I'm not. But just the fact is that I don't care who it is. Is she a danger to the community where she has to go to jail when we've got, I mean, really, really bad guys and bad women out there that should be in that jail, and we can't keep them in the jail. So
well,
she's going
to
take up
say
a spot.
That she didn't ruffle political feathers. I mean, well, you know, when you really look at this, I mean, it's hard not to draw a conclusion that this is being this is political overreach on her. I mean, it's just hard not to reach that conclusion, as you say, Carl, and so correctly so that. You know, I mean, all this stuff that's going on the streets, and now we have policemen that are running short tempered. Is that video that I think's got about 80,000 hits of Officer yeah. Largent, maybe in some people's opinions, overreacting to the person who was filming him. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of pressure on these guys, and I get that. You know, and also these guys have to understand that they're being paid to show restraint and to show courtesy to people, and people have their rights. And I think that in some degree, this is just more overreach from government. And you're so right about Reading, Linda. Gosh, the crime here, I mean, it's just awful, you guys. Lived here since 1975, raised all my kids here. You know, most of them had to move because there wasn't work. It's just, gosh, I mean, you know, and again, I'm not trying to beat the drum for State of Jefferson, but to a degree, I mean, if anybody else has another answer, we're all in. I mean, we get supervisors that ask us for things and then don't read them. You know, it's just the whole thing here, we really have to, people have to stand up and say, wait a second. We need to start taking back our community, taking back our local government. And as you both say so correctly, taking back our country. And Linda, Cousin Buford will be proud of you, and I'm sure you're going to be hearing from him soon.
You know, I've got to say this much. I think people are really turned off, and that's what you saw with what came out with the polls. I think that we
yeah.
need to, I don't know what we do except for our own individual human beingness is to really just look people in the face and say, did you vote? You need to vote. Are you an American citizen? You need to vote. You need to be aware and you need to vote. When people say, I don't want to vote, it doesn't matter to me anyway. I just look at them and part of me just clicks off. It's really hard. I hate to be judgmental, but I'm like, you know, you breathe the air, you live on the land, you need to vote.
You know, you have tolerance, lady. You're tolerant, you're fun. Okay, we've got a new show. pissed off with Linda Bott. You know, because really and truly, now they've got...
It's okay. Okay. Don't
hear this,
don't
folks out there. Linda is upset now. Look out. Okay?
You know, when
look
people
out,
like Linda, is, yeah, because with Linda and her friends, when they start getting upset like this,
yep.
You know that we've reached a point where it's like, you know what, guys? I am tired of your excuses. I am tired of you telling me, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. Well, what about us? We pay for the... We pay your salaries. We pay the taxes here. What about protecting us?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, again, you know, here's a Pastor Bai asking for a financial information. He gets given 88 pages detailed, and then he doesn't want to pay staff. We pay staff, and then if he didn't want to pay staff, why'd he ask us for it? And then he didn't want to read it.
Well, you know
the
what?
The whole thing is just,
lots of
it's
questions.
All gotten out of hand here. That, you know, we have to start taking things back. And boy, Linda, go get him, darling. Go get him.
Okay, we got to take a break. Thanks, Terry, for the phone call.
Sure.
What you just did was you just instigated more there. I hope you know that. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a quick break. It's, I could say Free Fire Radio, but as we say, up, you know, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore with Linda Bott. So we'll be right back.
Commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original Shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Stand beside me.
From the mountains to the prayers.
You know what?
Stand beside her and guide her. You know, I mean.
And right now.
That's our borders. Stand beside her. We've created a country that's bleeding.
Here it is, the 4th of July this week on Friday, our days of independence. And we are probably facing some of the worst times of the most dangerous times since then. We have been led by a man that is, the polls say, the worst president since World War II. Even over Obama, Bush and Carter. Here we are at this such a milestone in our country on July 4th and our independence. And here we are being invaded on our borders, and he does nothing. What has he done? Today he said he's going to put together a team and talk about it and have something by the end of the summer. We're getting 100,000 a month coming through here. 100,000 a month coming through here. And what's happening? What's going on in the border? Why can't we put the National Guard on the border? Why can't we just stop what's happening and say we're not taking them?
Has he been attending city council meetings that just form a committee and hope it goes away?
I'm not sure. You know,
not go away.
It's not going to go away.
It's only going to get worse. And what it does is it bleeds our country. It bleeds from the what's going to happen? You've got kids coming over. So what are the kids going to do? They're not going to work.
And by the way, they're not all just toddlers. You've got them 15, 16, 17-year-olds, but they're still considered, quote, children. So you're right. They're not going to get jobs.
They can have babies.
They're moving them thousands of miles away from the border. So then the cities have to take care of them. And then what are they going to do for jobs? And then they get lawyers. Oh, no, we can't go back there. It's too dangerous. So then what are you going to do? Oh, well, we should bring their parents up then. Is this what's happening?
Why are we allowing it?
And when did illegal immigrants become undocumented, or illegal aliens become undocumented immigrants?
They have more rights than we do. All of a sudden, it's like coming. We watched it this morning. I'm telling you, it was sickening. It made me sick to my stomach. In San Diego, when you saw these soccer moms with their signs yelling at the top of their lungs, you know that they're yelling for the rights of their family and their children. Like, stay, don't come in here. Earn your right to come in here. Don't just, what is happening? It's like a sieve.
We have no leadership, and that's the problem. Let's go to the phones. Art, good morning. Art, you're on. Good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air now. This is Carl and Linda.
Okay, Carl, you'll have to excuse the panting. First time I've been on my bike in a year since I had both my knees done.
Oh, well, I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, well, I'm out there pedaling you know what, so I guess I must be a little better.
Okay.
I always put you on when I'm riding for company, and I won't even begin to beat the stick on what's happening on the border. But when you bring up Barack Obama, I just can't let that pass. Everybody should have known what this guy was. He got away with it, getting elected. And they elected him a second time, even after the disaster the first time. Now, in his second tour of the White House, he is really cutting loose. And I'm going to make a little prediction about this character. He's been an extreme leftist his entire life. He hid that well twice with the aid of the press to help him. If people think that this guy is out of control now, watch what he does in his final 2 years. He has nothing to lose. He doesn't give a damn about the Constitution. He is going to keep reaching and overreaching, and it'll get worse as he approaches the end of his time in office, because he knows that he doesn't care. And when you take a radical, which is what Obama is, he is a radical leftist who wants to change America and has made changes already that might not be reversed. This guy is going to get worse before they finally march his sorry butt out of the office. If you think people are mad now, watch what happens by 2016 when Shrillery comes along and she thinks she might be elected.
Well,
I'm amazed. I would not be amazed if she gets elected. It shows you how dumb so many people are in this country that they can't see the overbearing presence of the federal government at every level that they can stick their nose into. It's going to get worse, brother. I'm telling you, it's going to get worse.
I'm unfortunately, I think that probably you're right before it gets better. The only thing you can hope for is that, and I'm not saying the Republicans are the answer to it, but maybe if you take the Senate, and at least you can block things like Supreme Court justices and others that have a lifelong effect on our country.
It's going to take something else, Carl, and that's something that's never happened. The Republican Party has to come out of the bushes, come out of the closet, stand up, and start taking this character on issue by issue, get on television, make the points that people can hear, and not let this guy run wild on the press every other night. The Republican Party has done some leanings. They look like they might do a little of this. They might do a little of that. They've got to do a hell of a lot more of it and give people an option to what they've gotten for 8 years. And so far, I've seen, precious little of it. They have to make a stand about where this country's going. They haven't really done that. The Supreme Court has reined him in, I think, 10 or 11 times now. They're going to probably have to do it another 10 or 11 times.
In the next 2 years, at least.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think you're absolutely right. They've got to start fighting. And they've got to start fighting because the people of America at this point have had enough. And you're seeing it in the polls. You're seeing it from every day. You're seeing it with soccer moms, like Linda said, that says, enough, enough. We don't want hundreds of people in my community of 200 people. We don't need to be outnumbered by illegals that are coming in and that you're bussing into our community. Anyway, hey, Art, thanks a lot. And be careful out there.
Thanks, Art.
Okay. Hey, man.
Hey, all right. We're open our lines up 605-4567. We do have time here for your calls. We got a lot of stuff to cover here this morning, too. I know that a lot of people are just outraged. And when you say, Carl, America's had enough, that's not true.
It's not.
We of like mind have had enough.
Oh.
But really, how much have we, we go on with our lives and we've got, celebrations and things that we do. But I think, in general, people are buying their cell phones and their new TVs and they're going along, but they haven't had enough. The people on the border that we saw today, they took their time out, whatever that was. Maybe it was an hour of holding a picket line or a picket up in the line or whatever it was. But these were people that we saw today that look like, they didn't look radical. They look like your everyday. Again, when I say soccer mom, I guess that's a good visual because it's just like your everyday, like your PTA women, moms. You know what I'm saying? And when you say America's had enough, we are a country of we do have a lot of freedoms here and a lot of
tolerance.
Rights.
We have a lot of tolerance.
Yeah,
here.
And we just know that things have been very simple for us, and we can drive through and get a hamburger and scrape up, $2.50. You know what I'm talking about, but. I don't think we've had enough. I don't think people
you
are
think
even
it's
aware.
Take something
I don't think people are even aware.
I think that a lot of people don't even care. But the people that do care, and maybe those are the ones that have to stand up. The people that are in our chat room right now, the people that are listening to this, the people who do care, that I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're independent, I don't care if you're Republican, you got to take a look. This is the July 4th week. This is our Declaration of Independence. How independent do you feel right now? How free do you feel under this government when you've got NSA in your cell phone, our own government into your cell phone, in your email, and the courts just had to rein them back? And did Obama do that? No, he wants it. And what about what's happening on the border? What about what's happening in the Middle East? We won the war in Iraq. He lost it. Couldn't even get a SOFA, a Status of Forces Agreement, signed, and now they're trying to establish a caliphate in Iraq. And now you've got the Russians sending jets to the Iraqi government to help them fight the al-Qaeda insurgents. And this is the country that we bled and fought for and won that battle, and we have lost it under this administration and in the Middle East spring. Oh, how's that working for you? Another total disaster. We need leadership. We need a hero. We need somebody to walk in there and say, this is our country. I'm going to close the borders. We're going to have immigration reform after we close the borders. And, you know, and that's the first words out of your mouth. Yes, immigration reform. Close the borders. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America.
Yeah.
They're coming to America, all right.
Neil Diamond.
They're coming across by the thousands. By the thousands.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Wednesday. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where you can take your watches in. It's the only real official watch repair man in all of the North State. Leonard does, you know, you can take your jewelry in there and get like an expert appraisal. He also does any kind of gemstone. His experts are opals, and, you know, he does wonderful estate jewelry as well. So, Four Winds Jewelry. Now, in the news today, something that we...
I just wanted to say is the immigration part, this isn't over yet, my friends. We have a we have a national columnist by the name of Tim Kaine from the Hoover Institute, who is, we've already had set up for today at 8 o'clock. So we're going to be going back and visiting immigration in the Obama administration. Okay.
Okay, a couple things in the news today that we've talked about this before, but it's really becoming, and here's a headline, sextortion is an online epidemic against children. And what's happening is, like, for instance, here's a little bit of an article. Unemployed high school dropout Tremaine Hutchinson spent a lot of time talking to young girls on tagged.com, a teen chat site. Sometimes he was Mario, sometimes he was Quan or Money. But Hutchinson, 28, always pretended to be a cute 16-year-old Georgia boy. He used a photo of a younger cousin in the profiles. He was interested in girls 11 to 17. Race or economic background didn't matter to this guy. His opening line was always the same. What's up? You be my friend once a month. I will spoil you, buy you cell phone, keep your bill paid, hairs, nails done, but your shoes, clothes, whatever you want. Dozens of girls responded. One of them was a 15-year-old girl in the Atlanta area who was regretted ever since, her father says. He would entice the girls to send naked photos. That's what we're talking about, the sexting that's kind of becoming like a common thing. Then he turned vicious once he would get these photos. He would press them, and this is what's happening, a crime of the digital age. It's called sextortion. Predators pretend to be teens on social media and gaming sites. They befriend young people, gain their trust, and entice them to send lewd photos of themselves. Then they use the photos to extort more and more illicit images. It is a chronic situation in our society today. And the reason I bring this up is because, you know, we think that's not going to happen to us. We think my daughter, my granddaughter, our friends, that's not what they're doing. Well, you know, recently we went to the Sundial Bridge. Recently, so many people are on cell phones. We have no idea, you know, what their content is. It's their personal business. But when they're minors, it's a situation that's very scary because we can compare that to a situation where Carl's son-in-law recently, who is a U.S. Marshal, had the same situation happened where a predator had lured this girl from the time she was 11 to 13, kidnapped her, took her four states away. And this is just something that in our array of things to talk about this morning, that we pay attention. It's just one more little tidbit as far as looking in your child's phone to see exactly where they've been.
If anybody should eavesdrop on your kids' phones, it should not be the NSA. It should not be the TSA, the FBI, or the CIA. It should be you. I guess, you know, and we've had a guest on before that said, look, I told my friends, do you really think you know what your kids are talking about on the phone? Oh, of course we do. We've got such a great great relationship. She says, I'm sure you do. Go in there at 11:30 tonight after they're asleep and pick up their phone and take a look. She says almost every one of them came back with, oh, my God, you know, that the kids are, you know, kids go to church, they go to school, they get straight A's, they're doing all these things. But. There are other things in their lives. And so, again, I guess is, you know, when we see this, it's an epidemic. And you want to protect your kids. And Vince, my son, literally tracked this guy across into Arkansas and caught him, thank goodness, because it was obvious the guy was planning on killing this girl from all the evidence they had. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Donna, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to wish everyone a happy 4th of July weekend and remind people to hang their flags out. And also, I think it would be a good tradition to read the Declaration of Independence. And, you know, the second paragraph gives the very reason for government to protect life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness or property. And I'm reminded, too, what Trish would often say when she was in office, that government should not do for the people what the people can do for themselves. And, in our Constitution, it lists the things that people cannot do is, a military, post office, roads, and such as that. But anyway, these old documents are available. If you don't have a copy, you can go to your legislator's office, and they have copies there that you could pick up. I think probably be good to call our Assemblyman Brian Dolly or Senator Ted Gaines and see if they still have those copies available. But anyway, just wanted to add that to...
That's a good idea, Donna. You know, maybe people should go back. And it's like our guest wrote in here. It's not the 4th of July. It is Independence Day. It is Independence Day from tyranny. And you know what? Tyranny comes from within also. So maybe people do need to take a little bit of time and read what our country stands for and right. What are we giving up right now.
And you know, if they're not doing it in the schools, then the parents could pass it on to their children. It's all there. It's there.
It's
everything's
there.
On the computer today, or you know, anyway, I just think that each parent or grandparent could pass that information on to the next generation.
Okay. Donna, thank you very much.
And you have a great day.
And you have a great Independence Day.
Thank you so much.
You bet. It's not a three-day weekend. It's Independence Day. It just happens to fall on 4th of July. Let's see, it's like 73 degrees out there.
73 degrees, and the other thing in the headlines, if you wanted to talk about it, is, you know, I try to go through what's trending and what's hot, you know, the top headlines. Well, Target has the word is in quotation marks, respectfully requested to don't bring guns into our stores. They announced Wednesday it's adopting a no-gun policy, and in statement asked the customers not bring guns into the stores. Now, obviously, I'm thinking that this is probably for the people who can
open carry. Because, you know what, if you want to do that Target, fine, then people don't bring their dollars into your store. I mean, Target's already got problems.
You just put your gun inside your purse. That's all.
Well,
there's ways around it. You just put it inside your vest.
Wait a minute. Do I have to go buy a purse?
No, just the one you're using already.
Stick it in your
pocket. You can call it that canvas man bag, but we know what's in there, buddy. Okay. you know, one of the things, too, is that, okay, this has hit the news. And we had one of our officers, Officer Largent, was filmed and hit the YouTube. And it got a lot of hits on it. I don't know how many it got now, but yesterday I had a lot. So I looked at it. And then the editorial, of course, today. And as anybody knows, the Record Searchlight seems to be really going to the left lately in the last few weeks on their editorials, at least. And it says they're advocating putting cameras on the police. And Rob Pelletti is going to be in here, I think, next week. We'll talk to him about, well, I don't know, because he may be gone. But we'll talk to Rob about this, about cameras for police. The bottom line is, if you watch the YouTube, did the officer overreact? You know, maybe he did. He didn't hit him. He didn't do anything like that. But as obviously he was upset with the idea of the guy who's filming him. And the guy has the perfect right to film him, you know. And the guy knew his rights, obviously, because he kept talking about him. But you also have to take a look, if you're looking at the attitude of the officer, you've got to take a look at the attitude of the guy doing the filming. I feel like my life's in danger, my children's life is in danger because of you. I mean, the officer did not lay a hand on him. The officer didn't put his hand on his gun. I mean, really, because the officer was talking, you know, sternly to you. I mean, he didn't threaten you. So you felt like, you know, that your life was in danger and the kids' lives were in danger. Frankly, you know, the frankly is that there was enough going on for both sides. Now, was the officer right? It appears like the officer was at the end of a long day and he's dealing with all this crap out there. Does that excuse it? No, you know, but officers are trained to do all this, but also officers are humans. And officers, when you start second guessing them, I know usually the people that second guess them have never been in that situation. They've never kicked in a door. They've never walked up to a car in the middle of the night. They've never had people try to kill them. So it's easy to second guess. You know, on the other hand, you know, you have to hold the police officers to a higher standard. You just have to. It's like holding military officers to a higher standard. Because if not, then we kind of maybe can degenerate down into something we don't want. The Reading Police Force and our Sheriff's Department have a good reputation. You know, some people, oh, no, they, you know, yeah, they do. You know what? They are upholding the law out there, and they've got a tough job. It doesn't mean they're right all the time. Now, putting a camera on it, I'll listen to Pelletti. He's got lots of years in this. Is there a reason you don't? Is there a reason to do it? Obviously, when you listen to all the little comments, you know, everybody there is the police are always wrong, police are always wrong, you know, this kind of thing. I don't believe that. I don't think the police are always wrong. And I think that, you know, somebody speaking, you know, being maybe rude to a citizen, guess what? It happens. So do we overreact to it? No. Do we take a look at what's happened on both sides? Yes. And again, it's one of those things. If we trust Rob Pelletti, and we do, let Rob, Chief Pelletti, make a decision about this. Let him handle this, because he said he would. And so let's see what happens, you know, with this. Okay, When we come back after the break, we've got Tim Kaine on, who is a political writer, political pundit for the Hoover Institute. He's written a lot of things about what's going on in the country. And I saw this when it came across my desk yesterday about the Obama administration and immigration and the Republicans and what's happening along the border. And I thought, this is, how timely is this? I didn't realize it was even going to explode more. And that Linda would have her fuse lit this morning when we were watching the news about what was going on there. So, we'll have him when we come back. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 for an in-home consultation to take care of your family. ReddingHomeHelpers.com. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Well, some good news on the economy today as a private survey shows U.S. business hiring surged in June, a sign of stronger economic growth, and a pace of 281,000 new jobs is what payroll processor ADP says was added to the economy. And economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says that's not a bad number.
That is a healthy pace of job growth. In a typical economy, a normal economy, that would be double the pace of job growth necessary to maintain a stable rate of unemployment.
And the report has many a little more optimistic about the monthly unemployment report due out tomorrow. Orders to U.S. factories were down in May, ending 3 months of gains.
The Commerce Department says falling demand for military and transportation equipment resulted in a 0.5% decline in orders. May's decrease followed increases of 0.8% in April and 1.5% in March. Orders for transportation equipment fell 2.9%. Orders for computers and electronic equipment went down 2%, the biggest monthly drop since December 2013.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. A hurricane watch is out of effect for parts of North Carolina's coast, thanks to Tropical Storm Arthur, which is moving to the north and could get stronger before the end of the week, according to Robbie Berg, a forecaster at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It has maximum winds of 60 miles per hour, and it's moving to the north at about 6 miles per hour. We think this northward motion will continue to be rather slow for the next day or so, but then Arthur should accelerate to the northeast as it passes by the Carolinas.
A hurricane watch in North Carolina covers the area from Bogue Inlet to Oregon Inlet, including Pamlico Sound. The tropical storm watch remains in effect for parts of Florida and South Carolina. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow, coming off a 129-point gain right now, is up by about 20 points, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two people in critical condition after a propane tank on a food truck exploded into a fireball in Philadelphia. LaToya Page says she was just passing by when she was burned.
I was walking by and the truck just blew up and I just saw the fire and the fire just hit me and I started running.
She spoke to KYW-TV about her ordeal. Police say a mother and daughter working on the truck were burned seriously, and they are, of course, being treated right now. Amid rising charges of negligence in New York City jails, a 911 recording of a call obtained by the Associated Press confirms that Jerome Murdaugh died hours before he was checked at a New York City jail.
Okay, what's your emergency there?
The emergency, the patient found unresponsive.
It's not responsive?
We're doing CPR.
Okay, you're doing CPR?
Yes.
All right, Stan.
An attorney for the family says that they are planning a $25 million wrongful death lawsuit. This is SRN News. Homeland Security buses carrying migrant children and their families rerouted to a Customs and Border facility in San Diego after American flag-waving protesters blocked the group from reaching a suburban processing center. Protester Nancy Grayson perhaps speaking for many as she spoke to KNBC-TV.
U.S. citizens have to pay taxes, higher taxes, in order to support these people. It's just not fair. We can't take care of our own.
The buses were followed on Tuesday by a half dozen news crews at the San Diego facility that is within view of the Mexican border. T-Mobile says U.S. federal regulators have their facts wrong over allegations of cramming. That's the practice of charging customers for premium services they may not want, like horoscope texts and quirky ringtones that customers never authorized. The Federal Trade Commission says it's suing the carrier, accusing T-Mobile of working with the third-party vendors. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Guest and Sungold and many people inside the chat room discussing what's going on in our country and, you know, about 4th of July and Independence Day, which is what it really is. Good morning to everybody. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Cameron Middleton.
Thanks, you guys. Good morning. Markets are up this morning following positive news on private payrolls and an increase in the U.S. Manufacturing Index. The Dow is up 14 points to 16,970, flirting with that $17,000 mark. The NASDAQ Composite is up 382 to 4,462, while the S&P 500 is up 2 points to 1,975. Oil is actually down this morning, 12 cents a barrel to 105.22, while gold is up $3.90 an ounce to 13.30. Silver is also up 14 cents to 21.26, while the 10-year Treasury is holding steady at a yield of 2.6. The most active stocks that we have trading on the New York Stock Exchange today are Bank of America, which is up 38 cents to 15.98, JCPenney's, which is also up 38 cents to $9.45 a share, while Alcatel-Lucent is up 16 cents to 3.69. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Cameron, and we'll hear back from our Wells Fargo advisor again at 9:05 here on KCNR 1460. Good morning on this Wednesday. Some would call it hump day. 73 degrees in the downtown studios, 8:07 in the morning.
What day it is?
What day is it?
Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes!
You know, you guys.
You know what? Like hump day is not as good as Independence Day, of course, but at least it's getting us close to Independence Day, which just happens to be Friday.
You know what this reminds me of? Watching a nonstop Bill Murray with the squirrels on the golf course. Nonstop.
Here?
No, just having like a scene that you watch over and over and over again that cracks you up. The squirrels blowing up. You know, kind of thing. That's the hump day.
Never gets old.
Okay, so there you go. It's the hump day. 73 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be sunny and hot today with temperatures around 101. We are in triple-digit weather, folks, all the way through the weekend. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm from. It's locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, that's Shasta Gas Propane.
And it is hot. It's going to be hot. It's going to get hotter. And so who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies, just to have them come in and check and see what's going on with your system and make sure it's working. Again, lines heated and air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You can imagine how busy they all are out there during this weather. And speaking of heat, we have heat in our country right now, a lot of heat going on, and a lot of it is based on immigration. And our guest, Tim Keene, is here with us from the Hoover Institute. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, Tim. You know, I saw your article about Obama and immigration, and it just struck a chord. And then this morning, with the things that are going on, as we see soccer moms and middle class America who probably never gets involved standing in a road blocking buses carrying illegals into their city. I mean, is a revolution starting here?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting with the roadblock. I mean, it's democracy in action, but you know, it's gotten. Well, I think let me say this. I got a little frustrated when I saw the president stand up 2 days ago and just try to point fingers and not really carve out a solution. So at Hoover, you know, this is a think tank research institution at Stanford University. We've been trying to assemble leading thinkers, left, right, and center, and look for little things, incremental reforms, not the big comprehensive bill that I've seen get bounced around for 10 years in Washington. And I haven't seen that from the president. He's really stuck in the partisan mode. And I guess, you know, an election's coming up. But it's gotten to a point where we have our border flooded. It's so broken that there are these children coming across. And, you know, Americans are really getting alerted to it. So it's time to get serious and less political, I think.
Hey, Tim, are they really children, though? I mean, yeah, you know, they're quick to show you the two-year-old toddlers in diapers. But I see a lot of 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds coming across that border that, you know, down where in their country, they're at working full-time. And, you know, they don't think of themselves as children.
Yeah. I don't know the numbers on it. I was actually on Capitol Hill talking to people there about, you know, what are the prospects, and they were there's some frustration that the media has hyped up the 2-year-olds. The 2-year-olds definitely aren't toddling up to the border, right? So
you know, they're carrying a little pack with their little teddy bear going across the desert. I don't quite see that, you know.
But here, I think the president. Look, 2 years ago, he already took executive action.
So yeah.
The notion that he's going to do something now. He's already done this. He did it 5 months before an election 2 years ago. That you know, I vented a little bit in something I wrote. And what he did then was he said children would not be, you know, forced out. A certain group, so this new group, apparently they wouldn't count. But if he can do executive action once, if you're a kid in Guatemala or Honduras, or let's say a 17-year-old, maybe he'll do it again. And the de facto amnesty that you get from crossing the border and then being put in legal limbo, one statistic is 90% of these people don't even show up for the deportation hearing. So, yeah, it's a mess. And I think even the president realizes some of these kids are going to die, right? They're going to get it with the coyotes and come across on a hot day like today, and they're not going to make it. So it was probably a mistake to create that sort of deference for children, and then we put a ton of kids at risk. Not a smart policy.
Well, from what I understand is that you've got your coyotes that are making a lot of money off this. One, the ones come from Central America, and somebody is still going to have to explain to me, since Mexico on the southern border is, you know, an armed camp, how all these hundreds of thousands of people are coming through in buses and trucks, and kind of get like a free pass all the way to the border. And
yeah.
And if you're coming from Central America, the only thing they do is drop them at the border because they know they're going to be taken care of. If they're the ones from Mexico, they have to take them out. And you're right, those are the ones that are dying in the desert. But still, how do hundreds of thousands of these people make it from Central America to here without help?
Yeah. Well, and the reality is, I've heard it's, you know, the one excuse is, well, it's all this violence in Guatemala and Honduras. But wait a minute, when I was a younger man, there were death squads going around Central America and civil wars. Those economies are growing. Their incomes are growing per capita. Their incomes are growing overall. And it just turns out the exodus isn't to any other country. It's to the United States. So we have to look here.
Yeah.
What's the policy change that created this magnet? And, you know, if everybody cools down a bit and the president would not be political about this, the reality is we've got a pathway to citizenship. We've got a functioning legal immigration system that's one of the most generous in the world. Let's not create a magnet for illegals, though. Let's fix the part that's, working and get the border secure. But that means we have to stop doing political gamesmanship, and that's kind of, I can walk through some of that. That's really frustrating.
Yeah, okay, well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, let's do that, because I know that there's three things that you wrote about that's going on right now. But I think we need to expand this out some more, too, about what's happening. And you're right, we do have a system. It's just, and the system does work. Okay, maybe does it need to be tweaked? It's kind of like medical care. Yeah, it needs to be tweaked, but we're just being overrun now. And so we need to do something. And the president, as a leader of this nation, needs to do something. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, not only great coffees and lattes and all this, but also great cold drinks. And you can buy coffee there by the pound, exotic coffee beans if you want, and walks next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Not only that, but you also have all the e-cigs you could possibly imagine in different flavors. Plus, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages. Tim Kaine is our guest. We're talking immigration and what to do about it.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The talk of change is coming. The torches flare up in the night. The hum that sets the farms alight to spread the word to those awaiting on the border.
On the border. On the border.
In the village where I grew up, nothing.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Independence Day week. That's right. Independence Day is on Friday, and that's what it is. Independence Day. It's not just a 4th of July 3-day weekend. It's a celebration of our independence from a tyranny that was imposed on us, and we fought for our freedom, and now we're slowly losing those freedoms, maybe quickly in other times. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, who believes in freedom. John Bastiani, located at 2539 Larkspur. John prides himself on his customer service and the fact he has guns and ammo of all calibers for sale at reasonable prices, and two gunsmiths to work on that full time. He has everything you can possibly imagine for shooting. Now, John is also raffling off the icon of pistols, the Colt Python 357. Head on down there, take a look at it. Tickets are $10 a piece, $12 for $100, but the proceeds go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, our local chapter, Military Order of the Purple Heart. Head on down, 2539 Larkspur, right here in town. Our guest is Tim Kaine from the Hoover Institute, which is located out of Stanford University, and he's written an article about immigration and Obama and things that are happening. So welcome back, Tim.
Oh, thanks, Carl.
Okay, Tim, your article, and we were going to talk about some of the things that are happening that are, you know, that the president has done or not done.
Yeah, I think, you know, this speech a couple of days ago the president gave, finally, to me, was the straw that broke the camel's back. I'll be up front. I'm a proponent of greater immigration, but I just support greater legal immigration. It's one of the things that made our country great. Let's do more of that and fix the pieces that are broken. But when you get a speech that just blames Speaker John Boehner, And I think one of his lines was, America can't wait, so he's going to take an executive action rather than try to work with Congress. I thought, wait a minute, time to call him out on this. One, Democrats have let this fester. I mean, Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House for 2 years when Barack Obama was first president. They also controlled the Senate. Why didn't they do comprehensive immigration reform then? And, you know, I think the reality is they'd rather let the issue fester and be a political football that they can then declare, look, racist on the other side, rather than just do the things that they wanted to do back then. And then he's taken executive action. He did it 2 years ago before an election. Now he's doing it again. So the evidence seems to be pretty clear that they're not actually trying to legislate on this. They're just pushing extreme solutions and then, you know, pointing fingers.
Well, you know, the fact is, and I believe you're right, is that it's such a political football, and they've got nothing else to hang their hat on because of all the failures of this administration and the Democrats in here with what's going on with even the economy. I mean, it's shrinking again. You know, why Wall Street is at 16,000, you know, somebody's going to, a lot smarter than me is going to have to explain that one. So now you've got immigration is that Republicans are racist. And because they don't want to allow thousands and hundreds of thousands of people just to flow across the border, and you know. But I think the American people are starting to get tired of this. I mean, Obama came out in a poll as the worst president since the end of World War II. The worst president. He beat out George W. Bush. And he's well ahead of anybody else for being, you know, of not being trusted. Now, people don't trust him on foreign policy, and now on immigration, they don't trust him on that. So is his presidency ended?
Well, you know, people tend to have a kinder view in time of presidents, and I think, I don't know where he'll recover. But I'll tell you what, the American people forgive a lot, but 5 years of a weak economy, we're not that ideological. And we're certainly not ideologically consistent. What people remember about Bill Clinton was, frankly, the economy was pretty good. He and Newt Gingrich put together a pretty good, balanced budget. They got the economy to grow. They were open to trade, which Democrats aren't supposed to be. You know, he passed NAFTA. So I think what the president's going to be judged on is results, not his ideological purity, not the political gamesmanship. That all fades. And even Republicans favor legalization. You know, they say this false choice between deporting people and giving them free citizenship. What about some sort of a legal status where if you're here and you're working and you're paying your taxes and eventually you go home? Well, sure, that's a good way to resolve it. We've been given this false choice, and that's what the American people are rejecting.
I think they are. And then now we're at a point where the president says is that, well, I'm going to act on my own. And then he says he's going to appoint a committee and maybe have something by the end of the summer. And we've got thousands coming across the border, thousands. And the Border Patrol is, you know, they're saying that 60% of the Border Patrol is trying to take care of them, do the paperwork, flying them back and forth, you know, taking care of children, changing diapers or whatever they're doing. Only 40% on the border, and already Texas was like 40% short already. Now, can governors call out the National Guard?
Boy, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you this. We've known for years that this influx was growing, right? This is not
a surprise.
That started last month. So, you know, we find ourselves, I'm sorry to draw this analogy, but, you know, the situation in Iraq, look, we knew that Maliki was hostile, and he was hostile to Sunnis. He was creating a lot of division, and the White House needs to get ahead of these things, and dealing with him as a crisis, and then actually, like you said, then punting it to a blue ribbon commission. This one's too hot, and right in the middle of the summer, and the American people are probably going to protest, which they have every right to do. I don't know if governors can do something about it, but I think they might have to.
I think Texas, you know, when they asked Perry out of Texas, why don't you call up your National Guard? And he, you know, he said, look, we have our National Guard air assets all along the border. But he didn't say he was going to call out his ground forces. He did say President Obama is going to be in Texas this week for a fundraiser. And let's see if he goes down to the border to see how bad it is.
Yeah.
This will be kind of interesting. And if he doesn't, this kind of like gives another, this gives just another brick there in the wall that says, you know, we're getting, you know, that I really don't care. I'm going to make this into an election issue. But I got a feeling is that, and you're well versed on this, but I think this could be just another log on the back of the Democrats when it comes to the elections.
Yeah, it feeds into the competence narrative for sure. But, you know, there probably you're going to see separation, too. You'll see some Democrats that realize, let's do these common sense reforms. That's really what we've been out there working on at Stanford, is trying to provide consensus where we can come together and work on some smaller bills. And the border is one of those. You don't need to package it with an amnesty. You can just have border security on its own. So I think that's where you may actually see some leadership come out of Democrats in the Senate, Democrats in the House. Who knows if it'll be done in a political season. But I do think that's where we may see some progress in, certainly if not in the next 5 months, then in the next term.
You know, I think that the only thing that people would like to see, I mean, everybody – you know, and I talk. We talk to so many different people up here. You know, through the station and all of our friends. You know, we have people going from the from very progressive to very conservative. And I think that if there was some movement that said, "Look, let's close the border and then come up with a plan," but the first thing is always close the border. Those three words. And if, you know, if somebody made a move to do that, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, it would be a huge thing, a huge success. We're not talking about stopping. We're not talking about throwing people back over the border or anything else. We're talking about closing the border.
Yeah.
You know, and protecting our country.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the law right now says that if you, and the president's executive action creates this perception that if you come as an unaccompanied minor, that we'll take care of you. I'm not so sure. It may sound harsh, but even the president, I think, has said that's probably not a good idea. And he'll get some pushback on the left from this, and that's the time where we actually want to give him some support. You know, I do think he's probably to blame for creating the mess. But when he tries to clean it up and realizes that he's created a magnet for children and that some of those children are going to die, that's just bad policy. So, but, you know, let's not wait for 30 days. That's the speech I'd like to see him give, not one blaming John Boehner.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Our guest is Tim Kaine from the Hoover Institute, operating out of Stanford University. As Tim said, is that they put together a group of people from all across the spectrum to come up with some kind of idea for legislation to help solve this problem. It's funny that this is our celebration of our independence. Is this week, this Friday, and with this celebration of independence, yet we feel like we're under attack. You know, the government is supposed to do a couple of things, and one of them is keep our borders safe, you know, and handle infrastructure. And every time we turn around now, there are people flowing across the border, and it's impacting on our society. We're going to be back in a few minutes, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield until you look at everything. Jeff Wurst down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair can guarantee the damage to your glass will not continue to grow, from small chips to cracks well over 24 inches in length. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair is located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give them a call at 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in July, we'll be at Upper Crust Pizza.
The crust is on top? How do you bake a pizza upside down?
The pizza is not upside down. That is the name of the pizza place. Won't you please join us Tuesday, July 8th at Upper Crust Pizza on Churn Creek Road in support of the animals at Haven Humane. Upper Crust will kindly donate a percentage of the proceeds from your meal to Haven to help unwanted, neglected, and abused animals in our area.
I still don't know how you make a pizza with the crust on top. Do they have an upside down oven?
Oh, I give up.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It's July the 2nd. It's 75 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. Eagles talking about being on the border. We've got a lot of things going on with immigration and talking about being on the border. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, across from that little Subway store there. The best haircuts in town. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. All there at the Cypress Square Barbershop. I can't say enough about that place.
I believe I'm heading down there this afternoon.
You need to get that. You can get that shorn there. And, it's the Cheers of Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens. Our guest is Tim Kaine, and we're talking about immigration policy with the president, if there is immigration policy. Does he have an immigration policy, Tim? I'm just wondering.
Unfortunately, his policy has been, what would they call it, leading from behind. So he's deferred a lot to Congress. He says there's this great Senate bill. Why doesn't the House of Representatives vote on it? And he's right. You know, the past the Senate was 68 votes. The House hasn't voted on it. But the reality is this bill was never going to pass the Republicans in the House. It has what you can call an amnesty, what the critics call amnesty. What I've been calling for a long time is don't do a big bill like this. And you know what? Harry Reid won't budge. He said it's all or nothing.
All or nothing.
And that's not compromise. That's not smart legislating. Sure, they got some Republicans in the Senate to vote for it, but it takes two to tango. You need the House of Representatives. John Boehner has embraced the idea of incremental reform, which isn't a partisan approach. It's just saying let's do one bill at a time, get the legislative process working again, and he really hasn't had a partner over on the Senate side. So that's something where the bully pulpit could really be effective. And I was, hoping against hope that's what we were going to hear a couple days ago, and we just haven't got that from the White House.
Well, the thing is, I look at all the things that we've had under this president. You know, anything from, the Fast and Furious, the IRS. And this IRS seems to be even worse than they thought, because it's reaching higher and higher. Now we're getting into all different types of things. Immigration, of course, Middle East, Obamacare, Iraq. I call the Middle East different than Iraq, because that is just a total mess. Everything that's happened under this president, I don't know if we can even expect him to do anything. I don't even know if he is this some kind of hubris that he just absolutely believes that everything he does is like the fiery words written in the sky.
I don't know. I do think there's a strong political element to this White House, and politics is natural, but you have political people that are on the National Security Council now. You have political people that sort of dominate what the policy proposals are. And that seems to work, but it's a short-term benefit for the White House. Long-term, not really good policymaking. And we've seen his ratings go down, congressional ratings go down. One of the reasons that Americans wanted Barack Obama president was to change that tone. And instead we've seen, the ACA, the Obamacare bill, passed strictly partisan vote. Now, it would seem to me if you really wanted a bipartisan, functional Washington, that post-partisan, I think it was called, you'd say, look, I'm going to veto any bill that comes across on a party-line vote. It's just we've got to get Republicans in the House and the Senate to back it. That's going to be my policy. And yet he did started out the gate with Obamacare and the stimulus package, extremely partisan approaches to policy, and it's poisoned the well ever since.
Are we salvageable here? I've never asked that question, because I am this internal optimist after 30 years in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, keep the optimism.
But I see people, our guests, and I see people I talk to all the time, and there's this thing about, it's like, okay, I'm going to keep my spot here going, but there's, we get 18% of California that votes, and 20% up here in Shasta County. And I just have to keep saying it. Of that 20% that voted, 10% of that 20% voted for a guy named Leland Yee, who's under indictment for gun running.
Goodness.
And he gets 375,000 votes statewide.
Yeah.
I have to ask myself, and Tim, you're plugged into this. You're back on Capitol Hill. Have the people gotten to this point where they just think, you know what? we're in deep trouble. I'm just going to take care of my little spot here because it's too late. When you see all the, you know, people that are here illegally getting scholarships and getting, you know, free medical care when we can't get our veterans to get medical care.
Yeah.
I mean, where are we here? What is this man destroying our country?
No, some people say there are flaws in democracy, and I really dispute that. You know, I've got good friends and, you know, people on the right and the left who think, boy, wouldn't a benevolent dictator be better? History says otherwise. So, you know, I'll stick with democracy with all of its warts.
Oh, no, no. I would never go. I've fought in too many places where there are dictators, and
yeah,
I would never
right.
go
no,
for
no.
that.
This is the kind of conversation you have with your family on a 4th of July weekend. People are going to be having this conversation. I would say this. I think the left wing, historically, wants to talk about how terrible things are. And there's a new book about all this terrible inequality. The numbers don't say that. You know, even though we do have a crisis on the border, and it's because they're coming here because this is the richest country in the world. And if we want to preserve that prosperity, we probably need to get our government not to be overspending to balance its budget. That's the fight of my life, right? That's going to take us the next 20, 30 years, and you know, hopefully we'll win that one. There are certainly selfish forces that would rather mortgage the future and pay off today. But I have faith that Americans recognize when there's a crisis, they're reacting to what's happening at the border. The truth is going to come out that there were bad policies put in place that need to be changed. But I still, you know, I'm with you. Let's stay optimistic.
Well, you got to, because if you don't, I mean, what's that leave us? Yeah, Bob's over here pulling a knife out and going, yeah, up and down my arm here. No, we can't do this. We can't give up on our country. You know, we may have poor leadership, which is what I truly believe. I pictured him when he first started as that shaved tail second lieutenant who doesn't have a lot of experience. He's gone through school, okay, but doesn't mean anything. And he goes into combat, and he kind of like staggers from firefight to firefight. And then you hope that he's learning all the time. Mm-hmm. And that he doesn't kill everybody during that learning phase. But then we've got somebody that he keeps going from staggering from one incident to another, and I don't see it getting any better. He may be one of those people we need to take back and put in charge of the volleyballs, which is what we would have done. Okay, you know what, guy, we're going to get you out of the front. We're going to put you back here taking care of, you know, special services.
I know. I remember being that guy. I was a young officer in Korea and then in Japan. And, you know, the difference from being a young officer and being a young, inexperienced president is I had some crusty enlisted guys looking out for me, and I had majors and captains who showed me the ropes who were my boss.
Yeah.
You can't learn the presidency OJT. You can't do it on the job. You need executive experience, and I think Americans kind of recognize next time around, let's get somebody who's been a governor or who's been a CEO or managed something.
Something.
Because this is you can't just go in with a rosy-eyed, idealistic view of the world. It's not going to work. Doesn't matter what the view is. You need experience first.
Okay, what's your opinion is going to happen over the next 90 days here with this? I mean, do you call this a huge – I mean, is this a crisis that we're facing right now, Tim?
I think actually the Democratic strategy of the last 5 years, which was just to play political football with immigration, has failed. And if the crisis gets worse, you're going to see some Democrats peel off in the Senate and the House, say, okay, let's change 1, 2, 3 little laws, pass these bills quickly. And I think, you know, at that point, the president, not leading on this, but he'll follow, he'll sign the bills, and we'll end the magnet, we'll increase some border security. And you know what? By the same time, we might actually bring in some more legal immigrants that add value to the economy, the scientists and engineers. I think that can happen.
Well, you know, I've got a friend that was an officer in the British Navy, worked for me while we were both in the military, and came back as a legal immigrant. Took him 3.5 years and thousands of dollars. And this is a guy who had top secret clearances from the United States, much less his own country. And it still took him 3.5 years, and now he's in the country and legally, and he's got his green card. But so there's got to be some way of streamlining some of these things to say that there's some people with worth. We should be able to get them in a period of time and not take 3.5 years. I'd love to see some kind of plan where you bring people across the border to work and then they go back home,
mm-hmm.
like we used to have. Back in the 60s, where they come in and they act, you know, they're taken care of, they're provided housing, all this, they do all the work, they can send their money home, then they go back home.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah.
This is I don't know if I've plugged this yet, if I can, but at Hoover.org,
sure. Yeah.
We just launched a new online journal called Peregrine, and we are surveying scholars left, right, and center. And that's one of the ideas we're asking about, a work visa. And some of these ideas, we get 90% support. What we don't have support for is this big comprehensive thing. Nobody's sure what's in it. So let's get back to real legislating and smart ideas like that, and I think we can.
Okay, I think we can end up on that one. We sure appreciate you being here, Tim, with us.
Oh, what a pleasure. So stay cool there, guys.
Oh, yeah. It's 106. Where are you located? You're down at Stanford, though, right?
I'm in beautiful Washington, D.C. right
oh,
now.
Oh, Washington. Oh, 703. That's right. So how's that? How's it back there? Is it just, like, hot and humid?
It's a little warm. It's a little warm. Just wait for August here when you get the warm and the humidity. Then it's really wonderful.
Yeah, I've been back. I've been stationed
there.
In that area a few times. When they were building Washington, D.C., I think it used to be a swamp, didn't it?
It was a swamp. Yeah, they built it up so that we could build the Washington, or the Washington Monument, I think, was there, but the Lincoln Memorial was a swamp. It was underwater, and it's beautiful now.
It's beautiful now.
You can't get that humidity out of there.
Now, you know, tomorrow our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, our congressman. So I can't wait to hear Doug tomorrow when we're talking immigration and all the other things that are happening right back there. He's had his first term. Now he's going for a second term. I think, why, Doug? Why? So
that'll be a good interview.
Yeah.
Because he's seen a part of the world that I've never seen. You know, being in there, in the Congress, he has the reality now.
And you know what? And when I talk to people that have been that are back there, and you know they go there for good reasons, but when they get into the middle of this, it's just, you know, he voted for a bill because they wanted to pass the budget. They had a piece to it that was just just horrible about taking mm-hmm. Taking away the a percentage point from already retired veterans. And you know, as soon as he saw me, he says, "I know you're upset." I said, no, upset's not even close to what I think. But he said, you know what, we had to pass the budget, the first one. He says, we can address this other one. But, you know, of course, the uproar was so big that they did address it immediately. But I understand that sometimes you have to compromise. But there are certain things you can't compromise on. And one of them is the integrity of our country. And that concerns a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, good luck, guys. Thanks for giving me so much time today to talk about this.
Well, you know what, have a great Independence Day.
You too.
All right. Take care. Tim Kaine from the Hoover Institute up at Stanford University is talking to us about immigration and some of the things they're doing there. And his idea, of course, is that small bits of legislation, things like, hey, let's close the border. Let's do these other things. Not take the whole enchilada. Can I say that? The whole enchilada in one bite? Was that humorous? Okay. Take the whole enchilada in one bite. Let's take little quesadillas or take little taquitos and take little bites out of it until we get this thing solved. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaum.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call me up, Neil Maui, and get up.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, good morning. It is Wednesday, July 2nd. Play that a little bit longer. Is there a better song than this out there?
It's one of the top ones. Currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios, and the temperatures are rising. Welcome back to our show. Going to be 101 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 72. Thursday is going to be around 101. And Independence Day, up in the triple digits again. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this part of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Now, you know, when you drive by, it's the blackout 4th of July event.
Fourth of July sale.
So you can't really see what they're doing. So they're bringing in all kinds of, you know, really special promos and cars, perhaps, that you haven't seen with special prices. So check that out because it's 4th of July savings. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, just shop right here at Crown Motors. That's where your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. They are located on Cypress Avenue there. And you can give them a call at 223-2177.
The blackout sale.
My girlfriend just came by and dropped. I gave her a purse I had, and then the bottom of the, you know, you just, they're not real diamond earrings, but they still were beautiful. Yeah. And I thought, you're kidding me. So thank you, Karen.
For somebody that knows her, every piece of her jewelry is that she's had ever since she was 12. You know, Linda, you can, you know what? There's things you can't find in the house, like the dog. But you can tell me where every bit of jewelry is throughout the house. You know, well, I have this right here, and it should be in this little bag. And, oh, my gosh, it's not there. So you'll go through everything and go, oh, okay, I put it in this bag. I think that's great. Okay. You got, like, about 8 minutes left. You know, finished up Tim a little bit early. And, you know, tomorrow we have Doug Lamoff is going to be on. Ted Leidy coming in. Of course, Trish Clark will be with us. On Independence Day, we're going to run a best of from a couple years ago. No, we're going to do a 4th of July where we talked about Independence Day, and it's going to be on for Friday. Is that right, Bad Bob?
We were still working on that. I do have information, 4th of July segments in the system, and we'll be programming those.
One or two things, because we want to give – you know what? This is Independence Day, and we don't give – we don't have many holidays here at – KCNR 1460. Well, no, we work a lot. Our people work a lot. We can get them off on Independence Day of all days. That and Christmas. And I think there's one other, but I'm not sure what that is. Maybe Thanksgiving.
Should be with your family.
But we're still going to – I think Paul Preston is still going to be on. But, you know, and then we have Run Through the Night. And then we have, of course, baseball. Now, we do have a couple of tickets for baseball. And so, you know, for the either any game this season, really, but the 4th of July Independence Day game is going to be great. Plus, you have, you know, you can sit around after the game and watch the fireworks afterwards. So we got two tickets for that game. Let's say the fourth caller, because the fourth. So, but you can use it anytime this season. 605-4567 for a couple of tickets to the Colt 45s game on Independence Day, where you can not only enjoy America's game of baseball, but then watch the fireworks afterwards. And speaking of fireworks, of course, on the 3rd, tomorrow, at Anderson Explodes, going down to the Shasta County District Fairgrounds. It starts around 4 o'clock. The gates open, I think, around 6 or 7. And then there's going to be music. There's jumpers. There's water slides. It's family-friendly. There'll be no alcohol out there, but there'll be food. And then you can get your seats there, and then they start the fireworks. 6,700 shots. 6,700 shots going into the air that you can watch when Anderson explodes. And then, of course, the next night on Independence Day, we have, right down in Civic Center, we have the celebration.
Right. Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay.
Of course.
Thank you. Yesterday, I'm always perusing the headlines. And, of course, there's been a poll. Most veterans say accessing the VA care is difficult. Now, yesterday, let's talk about your personal experience here locally. I think it's a nice time with everything that they're, you know, the naysayers, and it may be in different areas it is difficult. Yes, your experience here recently has been one of a very positive experience.
Well, it always has been here. And when Dr. DeNuca was on fire, who, by the way, is one of those contract surgeons that comes in and works does the colonoscopies to help them catch up. This is absolutely great. And he came in to talk about the VA, and we made the differentiation between this local one and many other local VA clinics. And when you get into the monolith bureaucracy that is the VA, he believes the only way you can fix the VA is do away with it. Do away with the VA, except for certain hospitals and that handles, you know, certain aspects of the of care. And then you give the money you spend on each one of the veterans to them. Let them buy their own insurance.
Okay. Well, but the thing is that you went to the eye doctor yesterday. He was fantastic, You went in. I thought it was. I actually sat with you, and it was such a thorough. This guy was so thorough and so kind, and I just felt like I walked in and I experienced it through a third party of what it was to see that you were treated with dignity and respect all the way around. Now, Bob's on the phone, if you're hearing the background voice. Steve Carter's on the phone, and I guess you won the tickets.
So, okay. And Steve, you can come on down today or tomorrow and pick up the tickets. Again, you can use them any time, but the 4th of July seems like a good time to use those tickets. And Bob's got his head covered here. I'm not sure what that's about. But let's talk about the chat room right now. And here's why. Mr. Brown will not call out the National Guard. He likes illegals because they vote Democrat. Seems like we as a people are too complacent. The best way to fix all of our problems is to get back to capitalism. You know, frankly, I see nothing wrong with that. I think that the idea is if you have jobs in this, that people, half the problems that you're going to have, and maybe even 80% of the problems, if you've got jobs, are going to be solved. Because one, you've got people at work where they actually have things to do, and they're bringing home a salary, which makes things easier on their families. They pay taxes, which is great. My problem is that people are seeming to take the fact that we're being invaded like this, and they're calling them undocumented immigrants. Undocumented immigrants sounds, oh, okay, they're immigrants here, and they just haven't, you know, their paperwork hasn't caught up with, as opposed to illegal. They're illegal aliens.
Displaced foreign travelers.
Displaced foreign travelers. That was, what was the one that they, is that the one
that
he said?
That was the Forest Service.
That was the Forest Service. A displaced foreign traveler who is, okay, get this.
Going pot in the forest.
Who got lost.
Yeah.
who got lost on their way to their Border Patrol.
I've seen a few of them in Rite Aid recently, actually.
90% of the people that are turned loose by the Border Patrol after they've filled out the paperwork do not show up. For their deportation hearings. What's going on here? You know, I hope Tim Kaine of Stanford and the Hoover Institute is right, that they can put together, the Democrats and Republicans at some point here in the next couple of weeks, put together some kind of stopgap legislation, small parts that says let's close the border and let's start working on other things. And that President Obama, and you know, frankly, you know, we have when he's done things that are good, we applaud him. But frankly, I have not seen him do anything since he's been elected that I would consider positive. And I can't understand how people can continue to back what he's doing. I mean, let's looking at it logically. Am I missing something here? I need to get somebody on. Maybe John Ertel, who is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, liberal, progressive. Maybe get John on here. John, tell me exactly all these things that he's done. How about Rob McDonald? Is Rob McDonald still around, who thinks that all Republicans should be executed for treason? You know, okay, maybe he's gone too far on the other side. But somebody to come in and talk. Tell me what I've missed here. All right, tomorrow we have Congressman Doug Emhoff calling in. We got him at about 10 after 8. We got Ted Leidy going to come in and talk about, you know, keeping yourself safe in today's environment because, frankly, it's not safe out there in the streets. It's not Detroit. It's not Washington, D.C. It's not New York. It's not Chicago. But there things are happening. How do you keep your home safe? And I think because we have so many home and having home burglaries and your cars and all that, how do you keep yourself how do you up your security for your home, your car, yourself? We're going to talk about that tomorrow morning, too. A lot of things going on in the world. And when the soccer moms and Linda get mad, you know things are happening. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Folks on North Carolina's Outer Banks keeping an eye on Arthur, Tropical Storm Arthur, currently off Florida's Atlantic coast, expected to turn into a hurricane by tomorrow, and forecasters think that it will brush the OBX as a Category 1 hurricane on Friday. Meanwhile, there is a tropical storm warning covering all of coastal North Carolina.
We could see winds up to hurricane force, especially in gusts. Right now, time frame for that, we're looking at late Thursday, early Friday. There could be heavy rainfall associated with the storm.
National Hurricane Center forecaster Robbie Berg. The job market gaining momentum. According to a survey by payroll processor ADP, private employers added 281,000 jobs last month.
Every industry experienced an increase in employment. The gains were strong in construction, manufacturing, even saw a little bit of growth in financial services, which is